الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Barakah Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that today is an historic and momentous occasion in the history of Bethlehem. It was 15 years ago in Rabiul Awwal that we were invited to come here to Masjid An-Nur, and we make dua for Haji Suleiman Noor on this occasion and his family as well. He was responsible, mashallah, on that occasion to see that his masjid become a reality. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward him and his family as well. And mashallah, in Virginia also, we were there in 2007 when the masjid opened with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So in this three-state tour of ours, we covered Bloemfontein, we went there to the masjid, to the university. Similarly, Kroonstad, then Virginia, then Belcom, and then Senegal. Senegal, first time in my life I went there, and mashallah, our Haji Ismail Katrada and his team there, they've done a sterling job, mashallah. 25 years ago, a masjid came into existence, and it's called Masjidul Hajar. And yesterday, mashallah, they kept me busy for over 1.5 hours. But there are so many questions and so forth. Nevertheless, today we are here in Bethlehem, Masjid An-Nur. For what? To celebrate the celebration of the preservation of the Noble Quran. That is why we are here. Study the function of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 62, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse number 2. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the functions of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yatlu alayhim ayati. He, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will teach the Sahaba that how to recite the Quran Sharif correctly. So we see this in our makatib, in our maktab, and all these type of things. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ and then purify them externally, internally. Then you find today in our khankas and so forth, to eradicate, remember our pride, our jealousy, all these type of things. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ and to teach them the Qur'an Sharif, the meaning of it and the import of it. وَالْحِكْمَةُ and the wisdom, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, wherever the word hikmah comes in the Noble Quran, after Kitab and so forth, it refers to the Sunnah and the Nabawiyyah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what you see that happens in our Darul Uloom, alhamdulillah. Let us share with you some incidents so that we understand what is the Quran Sharif and so forth. In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see the Sahaba is spread far and wide. The first hijrah took place not to Medina Munawwara, it took place here to Africa. And they came here to Habasha, Ethiopia. And there in the Ethiopia, there was a ruler, his title was Najashi. He was not a Muslim, but a very just and upright person. So when the Quraysh came and they said that these people, our slaves, they ran away, he said, "Now let me find out properly and investigate." So he called them and said, "Who you can read?" So he told Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, brother, "You recite for me what is your message," and so forth. So he read Surah Maryam. Brother Ja'far radiallahu anhu recited Surah Maryam because they were Christians. And lo and behold, the Quran Sharif had such an impact upon them, my brothers, sisters, and beloved children and listeners. They are not Muslims, but Allah Jalla Wala described the scenario. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. When they heard what was revealed to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were weeping and crying already. They're not yet Muslims, but they cried. They and then they said, "We bring Iman on Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Oh Allah, recall our name among those people who bear testimony in your oneness and uniqueness, in Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the articles of faith." This incident takes place in the heart of Africa. But where are we, my brothers? When last did we read the Quran Sharif? Or hear the Quran Sharif and the tears were rolling down? Maybe it never happened in our life. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, "Read the Quran Sharif upon me." Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is faqihu hadhihi ummah, one of the giants of this ummah. He started reading Surah An-Nisa, and when he reached this verse, "فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا." Tomorrow on the day of justice, the Anbiya and messengers will be brought. They will have to bear testimony and give evidence in favor of their ummah or against their ummah. He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, was looking down out of reverence and respect for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salam told him, "Hasb, stop, stop." He says, "When I look up, وَعِيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانَ." The Mubarak tears of the Master alayhi salam salam were rolling down. That is the Quran Sharif. Open Mishkat Sharif, Ustad Ahmed, you will find his famous hadith. So my brothers, this Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the loving miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Quran Sharif, you heard our students, our children, Allah reward our Mawana Rawat sahab. All these young students who came from Surah Fatiha, right from Surah An-Nas, they read Asma wa Surah, the names of all the 114 chapters of the noble Quran. Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, revealed in the best of places, Makkah Mukarramah and surrounding, Madina Munawwara and surrounding. The greatest angel, archangel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brings it down. To the most beloved, the most precious to all my Allah's creation, Habibullah Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Khatamun Nabiyeen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show us the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the last and the final constitution for humanity. Therefore, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, before opening the Quran Sharif, he used to kiss it and say, "Hada dustur Rabbi." This is the constitution of my Allah. Take incidents of our time, people whom we met. Maulana spoke of our honorable teacher, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan sahab, rahimahullah. Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan sahab told Bukhari Sharif for more than 50 years. Allah's pardon. Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan sahab once in class, just in passing, he said that, you know, there was a place there in India. And the man was very young, before partition.
And he said that Ramadan had come, the people in Tetwali, in the small little town, were very concerned who had performed Tarawih. So, this was the students who studied. They said, don't be worried, don't be pareshan, main Tarawih sunaunga. But some people knew that Hazrat is not Hafiz. Lo and behold, every night he's reading and reading. 27 nights he completed the entire Quran Sharif. He became a Hafiz of Quran Sharif in 27 days. Our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mu'azzamullah Khan. In class, we cannot ask our Honorable Ustad. Hazrat visited in South Africa on several occasions. So I asked him when I was alone. I said, Hazrat, ek martaba apne wo farmaya tha ke Quran Pak ki hifz apne 27 din mein ki thi, that you became hafiz in 27 days. Meri samajh se to abhi tak bhala tha, Hazrat, how you manage it? That was on the ground. Then how did you manage this now for us to record the half? Then also we make, I don't know how many mistakes and so forth. Tarawih I'm speaking about. So how you manage this? He said, Seheri se lekar iftar tak main yaad karta tha. From suhoor time, Seheri time, right till iftar time, he should learn. Ustaz was, parents was, in 57 days he became Quran Hafiz. Oh, to bring the one Quran Sharif from Makkah, Medina, the Arab world. My brothers, the East, mashallah, a person today, right? You see this Quran Sharif I have in my hand. If you go to the last page, I'm showing Maulana Rawatji now. If you see this, you will see it's written here, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. Usman Taha, he hails from Halab, from Aleppo. When I went to his house, 1987, 88 years old, so I told him, Ustaz, Sheikh, I cannot sit on your sofa. Give me your Mubarak blessed hand, I want to kiss you. So he smiled and said, why you want to kiss my hand? I said, you are Khattab al-Qur'an. You wrote every ayat of the noble Qur'an. How many times you wrote the Qur'an, Ustaz? He said, I wrote the Qur'an Sharif 7 times, cover to cover. Me and you, all you tell Baji, write a check 100 times, you will find you will write 1-2 extra zeros. What is it? What is it? So you must remember this. The Quran Sharif did not allow to make a single mistake. It's Kalamullah. He asked me, you know Sheikh Mutawalli Shahrawi? I said, I heard of him from Egypt, but I didn't meet him. He said, Sheikh Mutawalli Shahrawi, Rahmatullah, passed away a few years ago. He said that he did the same thing. He came here, he refused to sit, and said, Sheikh, pick up your hand. I told him I didn't know about that incident. So anyway, he took out his hand. And then I missed it. Then we started speaking. I told him, sir, you wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times. How long it takes you to write one Quran Sharif? You say 3 years. More than 50 years spent just in writing Quran Sharif. He is Khattatul Quran, the greatest calligrapher of the world. He's living, he's in Medina Munawwara, and thereafter, they took me to the Mujamma Malik Fahad, the Qur'ani complex day in Medina Munawwara, and now they made millions and millions of copies on the computer and whatever. When you go for Hajj, then they give it out and distribute it free of charge. But initially, he was writing every ayat, every verse. Now what would you say in a case like this? To appreciate this, I just give you one few incidents. So you appreciate what we have. Remember that when you write to the Vatican, you write to any church, then ask them, Mr. Pope, Mr. Priest, please show me how many people, how many bishops and cardinals and popes know the Bible, original Bible, from cover to cover and have memorized it in the original language. So the answer comes from there is no hope for the Pope. There is no hope for the Pope. Because Pope Huzu also broke. You know what I mean, Huzu broke. So you must remember in this majma, yeah, we can
can show you 10-20 Huffaz ulama who can read the entire Quran Sharif in the original language from cover to cover. That is Ijazul Quran, the loving miracle of the noble Quran. Study the history of Quran Sharif. It started in Ghar-e Hira. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the dusty cave of Hira. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The first 5 verses are revealed, and then according to circumstances and so forth. A period of 23 years. Study history of South Africa. When did the first Quran Sharif come to South Africa? How many of us are even aware of it? South Africa's history of Quran Sharif is unique. It is an indictment upon us as Muslims of South Africa. We know Robben Island for political reasons, but we do not know Robben Island for the Islamic reason. There was a person, Imam Abdullah Qazi Abdul Salam. He belonged to the royal family. He was involved in politics, Indonesia, all those areas. And remember, they sent him in exile. They said, you are a dangerous person. You are a threat to our security. They sent him first to Ceylon, Sri Lanka. They said, it's very near. You must send him far. So they sent him to Robben Island. He was incarcerated, imprisoned in Robben Island from 1781 to 1793. 30 years, the Sheikh, the Hafiz, the Imam, who majority of South Africans never even heard his name, Imam Abdullah Qazi Abdul Salam, incarceration at Robben Island, Hafiz of Quran, Sheikh of Quran. From memory, he wrote the entire Quran Sharif in the 30 years of Robben Island. The first copy of Quran Sharif on the soil of South Africa. If you want to see that copy, where Bolta is, if I tell you Bolta, you know, you people there, I don't know if you understand Afrikaans or not, because we don't speak Afrikaans. If you go to Bolta, if I tell you where the Hilton Hotel is, you just walk 100-150 meters, then you will find that Oval Masjid, Masjid Oval, the first Masjid. So there you will find a copy of it. He, Imam Abdullah Qazi Abdul Salam, incarcerated from 1781 to 1793. He wrote this entire Quran Sharif in Robben Island. He is released. He built the first masjid. He is the first Imam, the first Mudarris. And in the showcase there, you will find the Quran Sharif. But that is not the original copy. You know, South Africa has become a country. There is this Tata Zonke, you know, Jafatnet, you know. So they got Mnet and Eastnet and Fatnet, you know. So they just take whatever they want to. So they say that just now this will get lost, and then what happened? They made a whole photocopy, entire Quran Sharif, and that's a photocopy you see. The original one is in the vault, in the safe. So that is how the first Quran Sharif. Now see our ulama. Let's go over the back. When you study the Abbasid dynasty, learn, my brothers, what is Islam and the struggle of Islam. It is the Abbasid dynasty. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, is there. The ruler wanted Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, to change his opinion and verdict. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, this is Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, and I can never ever change my opinion regarding this issue. It was, it is, it will always be, it is eternal and perpetual. They brought Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in front of the entire public. They worked him and they said, Bismillah. They worked him again and they said, Alhamdulillah. He worked him the third time and he said, Kulla yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. Nothing happens to us except what Almighty Allah has prescribed and ordained. Because they don't know him. If you, Jawzi rahimullah, has written a book which I read, Manaqib of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is written there. While they were lashing and whipping him, his izar, the trouser, his izar was about to fall. He looked at the sky and said, Ya Allah, in Arabic, may the izzat be larger, I'm giving my life for Quran. Ya Allah, do not let my izar fall. The rahmatan for Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Allah let his izar come back to place. And that's the day Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal received the title Imam Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. These are the Imams of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. What was sacrificed with him? I went to Mubarak Greatwoods. Wounded up in Baghdad, what Ufiya in Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad and he passed away in Baghdad. He buried right next to the Tigris River. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told his commanders and persecutors, Baini wa bainakum yawm al-janaiz. I gave my life for the Quran and the deen of Islam and the Sunnah Mubarakah. The day I pass away, then you will see what will happen. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal closes his eyes. Approximately 800,000 people come for his Salatul Janaiz. 800,000 people came for his Salatul Janaiz. 20,000 people, Jews, Christians, non-Muslims. Ba'da wafatihi, after the demise of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, embrace Islam. These are the ulama. These are our giants. These are the people who stood up to protect whatever the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah stood for. Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, the wali of his time. Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, saw a dream. One day, 2 days, 3 days. Every day in the dream he's seeing that he's going to the church. He said this dream definitely has a message. He's a awliyaullah. Sunday came, he camouflaged himself on the avenue, and then he went, he sat right at the back of the church. Yeah, the priest came, father came, whoever you want to call it, pastor or bishop or doctor. He also maybe saw something. So now they told him, Father, the flock are here, congregation are here, start your sermon. He said, I cannot start the sermon, there is a Muslim in the congregation. Now he is covering the floor. Who is the Muslim? Please come in front. So he, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, you Muslim? Said, yes. I will ask you questions. One proviso. Every question I pose to you, you must answer only exclusively from the Quran Sharif, not from here. These are awliyaullah. They don't place their trust on their own knowledge, on their own memory. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. When you have taqwa through piety, the love of Allah, then Allah teaches you directly. So he told the priest father, fine, you pose the question and I will respond. The silence in the church, and remember you could hear a pin drop. So every question is posing and Hazrat Bayezid Bustami is responding. So we'll go through it. Question number one, who is one and not two? Qul huwallahu ahad. Allah is one and not two. What is two and not three? وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The alternating of the day and the night. Day and the night come, then the day come. What is three and not four? He says, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami. وَسْيَا كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi of Almighty Allah. Noon. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The pain which Almighty Allah dictated, you must record everybody, everything, destiny. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَىٰ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And the Arsh of Rahman. So these three things, unique in every aspect. What is the kursi? Allah knows. What is the Arsh? Allah alone knows. What is the pain? Only Allah knows. What is four and not five? The four kutub-e samawiyya. The Quran Sharif, the Torah, the Zabur, and the Injil, he read all the verses from the Quran Sharif. So, what is five and not six? So he said, then the five daily salah. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. So he says, see in each one of this, this is how you prove the five daily salah. What is six and not seven? خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. We created the heavens and the earth and the entire universe in 6 days. When I was a very young boy, we went to non-Muslim school. The teacher was non-Muslim. He used to say, non-Muslim teacher, Allah forbid, نَقَلَ كُفَرْ كُفَرْ تَبَعْشُ نَقْلُ كُفْرِ لِسَ لِكَرْشُ. He says that, the teacher, non-Muslim, you see, God Almighty created the universe in 6 days. From Monday to Saturday, and God was so tired, fatigued, exhaustion, he decided, let me also go and rest. So he himself used to lie down like this and say, God rested, so we also go. This is kufr, it's blasphemy, obviously. Quran, the read, it is us. فَلَمْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُّغُوبٍ. No fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion, nothing, that's Almighty Allah. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. No slumber, no sleep overtakes Almighty Allah. He is more perfect than the world perfect. Everlasting glory be to Him, Almighty Allah. Read Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah beneath hadith in Sahih Muslim. Almighty Allah started creating the creation on Saturday and then He finished on a Thursday. You first build the house and then you move into the house. So Almighty Allah created the universe in 6 days. And then on Friday, Khulita Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the masterpiece was created. So that is the unanimous belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What is six and not seven? So the creation, 6 days of the universe. What is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Almighty Allah created the seven heavens and the seven skies. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. On the day of justice, Almighty Allah will let eight malaika carry the arsh of Rahman, the throne of Rahman. What is nine and not ten? So we not in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is all good people. 100 people, 50 people will say, come here, year, lunch here. So he said, you are the town, a city. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهْبٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There were 9 people, 9 groups of them, all troublemakers. So creating mischief, mayhem, chaos on the earth. So that is 9. Said, what is 10 and not 11? تِلْكَ عَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. You go for hajj, you have to slaughter the animal. So if you can't slaughter, the money was stolen or what have you. So then you have to keep 10 fast. He said, you're answering all the questions correctly. So even he knew. He was not like somebody like today. He said, let's carry on. What is 11 and not 12? He said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. You see 11 stars. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam story. What is 12 and not 13? He said, our Islamic calendar. Surah 9 verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah inna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. The day Almighty Allah created the universe, Allah already prescribed and ordained there will be 12 lunar months. This for a moment, because today this ummah, Muslims, we suffer from an inferiority complex. We think the West is the best and white is right. Which month we are in now? Gregorian calendar? It is the November. If you know Latin, you know what the meaning of November. September 7 means 7. October off means 8. November off means 9. So November is supposed to be the 9th month, not the 11th month. December day is supposed to be the 10th month, not the 12th month. It shows your calendar is inconsistent with the names you have given the months. Why? Because they have to manufacture the months. So what happened? That initially the new year was 1st of March. So they had 10 months. But then they found this calendar is not working well. So they had the idol. The idol's name was Janus. So they brought in January. Selling wasn't working properly. So they brought February in. So some March 28, some 29, some 30, some 31. So this poor guy, he was born on the 29th of February, leap year. His birthday will come after every 4 years. Islam, everything, therefore on the radio I say, any one of you who pose any question you want, if you are not biased and prejudiced, we will prove to you, economics, politics, sociology, whatever you want, Islam will always give you the best solution. Speaking of medicine, okay, I'll come to this. So well, the priest said, your answer correct. He said, Muslim, I got two more questions. Then I finish. Question number 13. Who is that person who was buried in the grave and the grave was moving around everywhere and came on the life of the grave? So these are awliyaullah. These are the great, great servants of Allah, friends of Allah. So he said very easy, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, فَلْتَقَمَهُلُهُمُوتْ The fish swallowed him. The fish is going left, right, center, here, there, everywhere. He, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, is the belly of the fish. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So in the qabr is moving everywhere. And after 3 days, 40 days, some ulama say 3 days, some say 40 days. فَنَبَلْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَانِ وَوَسَقِيمٍ The same fish swim out. For Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. So please say good answer. Question number 14. Last and ultimate final question. Which strip of land the sun was shining there, and never before did the sun shine there, never again will the sun shine there. If somebody has to ask me and you this kind of question, what will happen? Our wuzu and tayammum, everything will pass. What you say? So you must remember, he said very easy, Allah Jalla, see you must answer from Quran. Allah Jalla wa la told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ Pharaoh and his people were having a big party, a big joy. You see, December is coming, so they will have a joy. The wine and swine will flow. The dancing and the party will go on. So Pharaoh and his police and army having a big massive party. That night, Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salatu salam instructed, take all these Bani Israel out. These people are busy with their wine and swine, they drunk, intoxicated. So they managed to take them out. So night time they escaped. But Allah told them, this morning we had program, I told you everyone read through the Ka Salatul Ishraq. See Quran Malikul. فَأَجْضَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ With a cough. Lo and behold, they went where? Now they reach the Dead Sea. The people told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, again big problem. In front is the water, the ocean, and see the Pharaoh and his army are coming now. They're catching up with us. Again you will be imprisoned, you will be tortured, persecuted. He said, Kalla. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayyadeen, that Allah is going to definitely show me. He struck the ocean and the water became land and sand. And then they crossed. فَأَجْبَرُوهُ مُشْرِقِينَ Ishraq time, the sun is rising. And the sun, the rays of the sun on that piece of land, on that strip of land. They all crossed and they were safe. Now the Pharaoh came with his army, all like Allah, Qudrata Karishma, the manifestation of the power of all like Allah, the water feeds, and Pharaoh and his people all drop. Allah Jalla wants to show humanity, posterity, a lesson. He, the Pharaoh, was so drunk with power, he claimed divinity in the form of humanity. He said, I'm God, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Allah Jalla wa'ala let his body come out and then is preserved there in Egypt. We saw it ourselves. يَوْمَ مُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَلِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْقَكَ See how Almighty Allah is teaching us lessons. So come now to South Africa. There are certain people, I have to mention their name. So you need to understand what service they rendered to the Quran Sharif. I told you of the first Quran Sharif, Imam Bangu. Go to Cape Town and go see the students of Sheikh Salih Abadi. Hundreds of students, the lover of the global Quran. The students say, Sheikh, if you wake up tahajjud time, read tahajjud and already the classes you should start. And he passed away also like that. So remember, when you become a man of Quran, Allah Jalla Wala will tell you. You come to the side of Islam, you come to the side of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyam, Rahimahullah. So subhanallah, when he moved in the latter portion of his life to Malaysia, I had to go to him. So not my teacher, but I should respect him like my teacher. I should go and kiss his hand. Then I should ask him a few questions. I said, Hazrat, kitne talaba ne hifz kiya aapke paas? How many students became hafiz kar liye? He said, Allah wala, main to sirf Allah ko karta. See their love for Quran, their ikhlas and lillahi. You come further to the side, you come to Freyhi, Dandi, you find Hazrat Maulana Ismail Takrada is there. Subhanallah, he's teaching his class for more than 50 years, and now his children are all hafiz and some of them ulama. The last time I think he told me more than 20 or so, or 80, something like that, his grandchildren are hafiz. Sahibul Quran. You go further, the Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Dimalia, he was in Heidelberg, my hometown, from 1968 to 1990, 23 years. So when my parents, my father, they heard Hafiz reading Quran, golden voice, so they told me, you better go madrasa, you must start this class. That there are no mashura, you just do quietly what your father says. You know? Today we speak about human rights. The human rights is freedom. Freedom, free, and made us wrong. See, things are going all upside down. Even SAE don't want to take off now. Eskom also is one of the big subjects. That's a separate topic. So anyway, you must remember, so who can forget all our teachers? 50 years he teaching his class. Go study Tirmidhi Sharif. Our youngsters, they read the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are those people who learn the Quran Sharif and he teach to others. The open Tirmidhi Sharif commentary to Ahmadul Ahmadi, the incident is written there. The Rabi, the reporter of the hadith, he says, when I heard his hadith, he left everything, he started teaching Quran Sharif. Like our Maulana Rawalpindi. Subhanallah, so now in Bethlehem, he says that I was Baitul Lahmi. Bethlehem, Baitul Lahmi. You go Palestine, the house of meat. So he's not giving only meat, he's giving the real meat, the real Quran Sharif. The original Quran, there's no other copy of Quran. So this is the real sustenance for us. وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِكَ. The real life is the Quran Sharif, Quran says. So understand my brothers and sisters and children, the Rabi of the Hadith, the ulama, if you calculate the time we started teaching and the time we passed away to this maximum, it is 72 years he was teaching Quran Sharif to children. And if you take the minimum, then it is 38 years he was teaching. Subhanallah, he heard the hadith, he left everything, dedicated his life to the noble Quran and started. So we are here today, mashallah, in Bethlehem. It is a historic occasion. Mashallah, first we thank our Maulana Rawat Sahib, mashallah, he and his Appa. Today, his student, Hafiz Sahib. Where's Hafiz Sahib? Come, you the main man, come here. When we perform tikkah, I always call the youngster in front of you. Come here in front. You must know who's tikkah. So this is Hafiz Sahib. For him, his mother and family, and then what an honor it is. I came last night, Quran was 11, to Bethlehem from Senegal. For the time I came, so they told me he is the youngster who completed Quran Sharif, so I kissed him on his forehead. So that is what you have to do. Today, I went to one place, so I saw the youngster, just like his age. He's crying. I asked him, why, brother? He said, my king is lost. My team is lost, cricket team lost. So much love we got for soccer, cricket, the team loses the grind. But if Quran Sharif, we forget 100 surahs, 10 surahs, we'll never cry. Think about it. So brothers, so these are the people, we bring history, mashallah, M.A.M. Hafiza Atiya. Hafiza Atiya, she completed his today. So, my father is Haji? Haji Imran. So Haji Imran is the father and his wife. Imagine what a great honor for them. All my Allah, we all the youngsters, our sons, our daughters, the parents, the asatiza, and the grandfather. Grandfather is Haji Samdor, we USP president. Our Haji Hassan Sab, Hassan Sab Nama, Haji Hassan Sab Wadiya, Hafidahullah. He told me just now that he said, I heard kitne nawase mote mara. 11. He told me, he got 11. He said, everyone, I made intention, will become Hafiz, Hafiz. Today he is seeing one grandson, one granddaughter, Hafiz. What you say of it? Quran is telling you, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Say, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the grace, this is the mercy of all Almighty Allah. So you must be extremely happy. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. It is better than whatever you can accumulate. All our money, inshore, offshore, gold, silver, platinum, all one side, the Quran Sharif one side, the Quran Sharif is billion, billion, trillion, zillion times superior. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. My last message to all of you here in this state, remember you got 3 sons, 4 sons. Take 1 son and say he must become Hafiz of the whole world. At least that intention you should make. I'll dedicate my 1 son or my 1 daughter and they will become Hafiz, Hafiz. That is your greatest investment. That is your sadaqah. To you, the public and the esteemed listeners, I leave you with this hadith. Now you're 70, 80 years old. Baji, some old people, they got 2, 3, 4 wives, you know. Others old, Malahas, he told me. They old, but they're not old, you know. So now, they get mixed up. One is Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha. So everyone is just called Dali, Popi, Hanif, you know. So I'm asking Baji, why you don't call their name? He say, okay, I'm also Jalpatar with their name. I'm mixed up. So just call everyone Popi or Hani or Dali, so everyone is right. So my brothers, so when you learn Quran now, one day is in the grave and all, so you have to do this. This is the hadith in Muslim al-Bazaar. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَوَدِيْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنْسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ. It is my ardent, my dili tamanna hai. It is my heart's desire. Every one of you, male, female, adult and child, you must by heart Surah Yasin, Surah 36 and 83 verses. So everyone, make intention today. Every day I will learn 1, 2, 1, 2, 3 verses. Before Ramadan comes, inshallah, you are happy with Surah Yasin. Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please with us. The Master, alayhi wa sallam, intercession will come. Tomorrow we will be 60, 80, 90 years old. We also will stand up for the kufar, inshallah. Second, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimullah, has mentioned, remember in Tafsir ibn Kathir, the same hadith for Surah Mulk, Surah 67 and 30 ayahs 50 verses. So two surahs, two chapters, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I think my heart's desire, each one of you should memorize it. Today is Khatmul Quran, our Hafiz Sa'd will be reading in 1-2 minutes, inshaAllah. 4,000 malaika descend when Khatmul Quran takes place. We were now in Madinah Munawwara Ramadan time, I was upstairs, and lo and behold, when Sheikh Salah Budair started reading the last few surahs, and the rain started coming. We cried, and the rain started. Then we went to Arafat, that's time Sheikh Arafat. I told Sheikh Arafat yesterday, go to the embassy and tell them, my name is Arafat, I must be in Arafat this year, inshallah. So, make intention from now, Allah takes her for Ramadan, for Umrah, for Hajj, everything. Allah bless me. So, in Arafat, 2 hours waiting, continuous. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, and below us in your mercy. So remember on the occasion Allah Mandawi has written in Kitab al-Azkar and mentioned a hadith when Khatmul Quran is placed, 4,000 malaika descend just to say Ameen on the Quran. Bukhari Sharif hadith, I was very happy the students read it correctly, one of them told them, Bin Samari Ahadin Ayyakul, Nasitu Ayat Akaita Wa Kait. Then it is very great for a person to say, Nasitu, I forgot the Quran, but Nusriya. So when we speak to Allah, we say, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nusina. You join the noon with the seed. Or you read it individually, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nusitu. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, who I met personally, and myself, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I went inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, I completed the Quran Sharif inside, we joked in Kaaba, he said, last 10 surahs. So by Allah, nothing is difficult. Cry to Allah, Allah say maangna hai, or Allah say lena. So, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote in Arif al-Quran, that when you come to the last 22 surahs of the noble Quran, surah 1-2 downwards, then at the end of each surah, so read, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ اللَّهُ. There are other words also in wrong, but you shortcut it alright, I also make shortcut. So, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And then, in al jinnati wal nas, Allahu Akbar. Then you raise your hand and you make dua, or you go to Surah Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, and then thereafter, Ulaika Fufuun, make dua is time. So, in conclusion, we say, Mubarak Wali, Taqabbal Allah, Minna wa Minkum, to our Mawlana, Mawlana Raza, his Appa, and the whole community of Bethlehem and Tuesday, and to you, the parents, and to you, my brother, my student, they say, so Hafizat and my sister Hafiza Adiya, and remember our party here, there, Mubarak to all of you, that it is your du'as today, Allah Ta'ala may yasab nasib al-fai, to Allah Ta'ala kabul al-fai. So inshallah, all of you should listen now and let the fleet, let's come here to listen to the Quran Sharif Khatam, and just now the certificate, and then the final dua, inshallah. By 1 o'clock will be finished, 1 o'clock adhan, and salat karab was one, inshallah. Inshallah, that will be the program. Barakallahu.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الناس قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس سورة الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة البقرة ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
I thank our brothers Haji Ahmed Wali and Haji Yusuf Isakmi, mashallah, half of this state is everywhere for Tawaf Ziyadat. So today we will be Tawaf Nida, inshallah, we will be leaving in the afternoon, inshallah. So let's turn our attention to all my dear love brothers, 4,000 Malaika are saying Ameen to the Dua, inshallah.
Sure.
اللهم اغثنا اللهم اغثنا ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله تقاسي تقبلني وحفظ مسجدي، يا الله كيف يبارك في الله أمام مساجد وأبواب الإمام كيف يبارك في المساجد ومدارس ودار الروح وتدقيق كما أرتقاك. يا الله يكشف عن قول الله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي. ربنا والوالدين والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة